Did everyone notice that I'm also going to be recording the meeting? I put it up in the chat box. I was going to try recording tonight's meeting on Zoom.
Who said that to?
Okay, Craig, because we record it too.
I understand that, but there's a group, Better Beaches and Byways, that wanted me to take notes, and I'm just better at technology just recording it than I am at note-taking.
All right, it's 6:02 p.m. on Tuesday, September the 7th. I'm going to call the City of Raymond City Council meeting into order, and we'll start that with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Item number three on the agenda is I'd like a motion to approve the agenda and the consent agenda and the minutes from August 16, 2021.
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the agenda and minutes. Any discussion?
Yes, please.
Yes, go ahead.
On number 10, I've got some stuff I want to talk about on the MOU with the port. I don't know that it needs to come off the agenda. I don't know that it needs to be amended in any way. But if I don't expect there to be, I hope there won't be action tonight. I just want people to know that. And if you want to amend the agenda, you can.
All right, would the council like to table this until the next meeting? If that's the case, then I would hope that the theater committee people could get together on this for our next meeting, or if you'd like, we can go ahead and try to amend it during this meeting. It's entirely up to you.
I was speaking of amending the agenda for tonight.
All right, we can move that up right after items from the let's move it up to right after Mr. Anglovich.
It doesn't need to. I rescind my comments.
Usually we just go through me, and if they want to table it when it comes to discussion, then we say table to next meeting. So that's why.
No, I didn't try to table it right now.
Okay,
thanks for your comments then. Item number four, communications.
Right. Do we have the vote on it?
On number three.
Oh, well, I guess I got a little disjointed there.
Yeah.
So, any more discussion on item number three? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
Do we need to take a... I'm sorry to interrupt. Did we take a roll call that I missed?
Oh, we did take a roll call today. We can do that now.
We have five right here.
I think everyone's here, but we can do a roll call.
Well, I just didn't know. I'm used to when I have to call in on Zoom. We've always done a roll call to make sure that everybody's aware. So if you guys are aware I'm here, that's fine. I don't care.
We hear you. Good name.
I can see all seven of you up on the screen. But if you would like me to do a roll call, I will. All right. We'll move on to... communications.
No, I do not have to.
All right, item number five, items from the public. Anyone from the public here? Besides Ms. Franklovich. All right, and we'll move on to item number six. And this is Ms. Franklovich's Golden Bay Properties LLC proposal for property sale or trade. And would you like to speak now, Ms. Franklovich?
Sure. So I met together with Eric and put together a couple of options on that old reservoir property that we surround with the project that we're working on now. One of the thoughts as we started kind of working through this is if there's you know, if we purchase that property from you and there's a need for, you know, a pump station or something like that, that do we want to make a trade for some other property that you already have a water right of easement on? Or after talking to my engineers, and Eric and I talked a little, it almost makes better sense to buy the property. And then if I need to put a pump station or something like that in, I'll have to provide an easement for that because it's never in the right spot. Does that make sense after you get it engineered and designed and where we may need it? Even though you trade properties or we have that over there, it probably is in the right spot. So it almost makes better sense to do a full purchase of the property. And then if I need to do that, then we'll have to provide an easement to you or a pump station or lift station or whichever thing it may be in. So, but there's two options there, and Eric and I, after we discussed it, we thought, well, we better present both options and see what the council wants to do.
All right, Eric, would you like to comment on this?
We don't have any utilities in the property, so there's nothing buried in there that we would be losing access to. I don't know that we would need the property down the hill in the future. Usually when somebody's going to develop something, they would provide a lot or two lots, whatever it takes to make their project work. It wouldn't be something the city had already owned. We don't see a need for this piece of property. So, you know, whatever we do as far as selling, whatever you guys think for trading, I would recommend just selling it. And I would be happy to take comment from our questions.
Eric and Rex, I guess, does the project develop, does it tie the roads between St. Paul Hill and the top of the hill or not? In other words, will there be a through street through there?
There's several through streets there. And probably down Lincoln will be through across that direction. We have to look at where we're going to tie into. Okay. I guess it's more of an engineer's answer. There's easements that are existing there now, yes.
Yeah.
First, whether we have to build across that far, depending on which directions our utilities go out.
Okay. First Street comes up the hill on Elm, right?
Elm Street comes up
the hill. And then Elm is on the other side.
Well, when you come up Elm, you can turn right and left on First Street. No. First Street is the next
first
one up.
First Street is on St. Paul Hill, going right. Straight up the hill towards Riverview.
Right.
And then Elm Street comes up at the top. Are those going to ever connect?
Yes. Probably not. There's a really big ditch that goes through there. So what we'd be looking at probably is coming up Elm Street, and then Peters may tie back. That's two down.
Yeah.
That access, from what we've seen from our survey, is much, much better.
Okay.
So land
on the bottom part of St. Paul.
Yeah. On the bottom part, yeah.
Well, let me redirect then to Eric for you. Is there any city need from a firefighting prospect, from a utility prospect? Does it make sense that those two streets tie in or not?
I don't know. Is there a need? A utility for utilities for an easement, there could be an access road. It would depend. I don't think there's a need or a code for that. There will be fire flow that has to be done, and an engineer will design that. So there will be hydrants and adequate fire protection.
Okay.
It's kind of like a neighborhood. So you have your one in, and then, you know, you'll have some blocks in there. So you'll be able to go around and come back out the way you came. It wasn't proposed to have, per se, any, you know, a connecting street to make it go through. I think if there's a need for it, or it's something that could be, you know, that's feasible, I think that would be nice. But I think it's fairly steep in there.
Okay. All right. I'm just curious.
Even Laurel is at the bottom, you know, when you come down and you hit. Uh-huh. And Laurel, once you get to the edge of Laurel where it comes out, it's extremely steep, right?
Okay.
So I think it would probably be the improvements. It would be cheaper to improve some of the existing accesses than it is to try to create a new one.
I see. Okay, thanks.
I have a couple questions, starting with for Eric. We sell the property, that doesn't, there are existing street easements, so I guess either of you can answer. If we sell the property, that doesn't just mean you can start building over where a street is platted, right?
You know, we have to come. There's right of ways that are dedicated already. Those right of ways are already surveyed and dedicated. Okay. So if the way it reads, if we own both sides of that right of way, then if we want to adjust it or do something like that to make the lots fit, that's possible. But what we've looked at, I don't think there's any adjustments to right of ways that's going to happen right now.
Okay. And then for you, how many potential houses are you looking at?
About 60.
60?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. 60.
Oh.
There's 152 lots up there that we've purchased so far.
Wow. So that's wonderful, first of all. Second of all, what I appreciate that we've talked about utilities, fire access, all that. I haven't heard parks come up, and Riverview is already very short on parks. I would not want 60 more houses to go in without having the ability to put a park in. And I think it's fine to say that this property that we want to sell is better for houses and other property is better for parks. I don't have any problem with that. But did you, in your consideration, Eric, did you consider a future need for a park in that neighborhood?
We didn't, as we added the one at Riverview, so, you know, in that area.
Yeah, well, the one at the school is a long walk from where these houses are going to be and couldn't accommodate the children from another 60 houses. I think it already is the smallest park per neighborhood that we have. So I would want to somehow preserve that, whether it's, you know, I don't know if this is going to be a homeowners association that has a green space. It's not going to be. So, yeah, I don't have a problem with you putting houses on this land, but I want to be able to put a park in at some point, because I hope that we get 60 houses and 2/3 of them have kids that want to play basketball.
Definitely.
So I think we need to factor that in somehow.
Is there any adjoining city property that would serve that purpose?
I think what might be possible too is if you look from where that park is talking about by the school. So if you follow Lincoln comes out right there.
Yeah.
So what might be better is to set up, even if it was just a nature trail or something like that down Lincoln, if we were to do that, then you could tie into that park for that neighborhood with a real short walk. You wouldn't be walking down Elm and over Jackson and down. You would be straight off Lincoln and right back to the house. So that would, if we did something on Lincoln, that would bring that park right in that neighborhood.
Sure. Okay. That's good. Yeah, I actually just ride my bike down that.
Yeah.
Years.
Yeah. It's Fast Hill, isn't it?
It's Great Hill. There was Great Hill.
Yeah.
Then somebody put a house right at the bottom of the T. No, that's our pen. Okay. That sounds like a good way to do it. Does that need to be written up as part of an agreement? I don't know how that works.
You already own that right away?
Okay.
That's your right of way and your park.
Okay. So then it becomes a question of, do we earmark funds from the sale of this to improve a trail to connect that? Is that something we can do, Gretchen? Is that something we should do, Eric?
We'd have to check, I believe, because that was a reservoir site. That was probably considered water money. So that probably needs to go back to the water fund.
Okay. Well, I don't know if we should move forward with it just within a, you know, discussed agreement. I don't know if we need to kick this back and go through it anymore. I don't know, but that's my concern. And it sounds like we have a good option.
All right, thanks a lot for your input. Next, Sarah, did you want to add to
comment? I'm just the official note taker. Thank you.
All right. Back to item number six, then. I'd like a motion and a second to approve the property sale or trade. And then we can discuss at that point whether or not we want to buy or trade.
So do we need to wait to Gretchen gets everybody back here?
All right.
Well, currently we can see everybody right here, so that's fine.
That's perfect. I make a motion that we do a sale to the property as proposed.
Second.
A motion and a second to approve the sale. Other discussion?
I think it needs to be amended to ensure that we have access to parks from that neighborhood.
I don't think it will long in that. I think that's something that the city can budget in when they start working on their budget. I don't think it's long in this proposed sale.
So the other thing is we have a long ways to go. We haven't even provided a master plan. So in the master plan, that may be something that we want to talk to you about that time. You know, as we develop streets and lots get created and, you know, if there's an access that's wanted at that time, that would be when we plug that into the master plan on normally developing that like that.
But would there be a clause in the sale agreement that says that you are then obligated to include that in the master plan? Is that
no, you just normal? Don't approve the master plan until it's in there.
Okay.
Does that make sense? As the master plan comes to you, we'll probably go through it three or four times and say, okay, this is how our lots lay out. The engineer says the water's here. And then in that process, approving that master plan for development, you could say, hey, we'd like access to this park. You know, and then there's costs that we could figure out. But it's just renting some trees to put on there, you know, and Jeff and the guys here, we have a little mini excavator and a mower, probably take a day to make that. I mean, it's not a big cost to get access down there, I don't think.
Thank you. Did you want to proceed with your amendment?
I didn't make a formal amendment. Oh. I made a comment that it should be amended.
Okay. All right, then.
Who seconded? I'm sorry. Do you make the motion? How you second? Thank you.
All those in favor of selling the property to Mr. Englovich, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? Hearing none, we will sell it to item number seven.
We'll go ahead and thank you guys very much.
Thank you.
For your investment and our community.
I thought it was 40, it was 60.
Wow.
I make a motion to approve ordinance 1902 as presented. Second.
We moved and seconded to approve the amended portions of the RMC chapter of fireworks. Any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 Aye. Aye. Thank you. Opposed? Done. All right. Item number eight, ordinance 1903, first reading of the portion of RMC chapter 5.4 business license procedures.
I make a motion to move 1903, ordinance 1903, as presented. Second.
And move this seconded to move it to a second reading. And is there any discussion? Hearing done. All those, please say aye.
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 Opposed? All right. It passes. Item number nine, police station roof bid. Make a motion and a second to approve the police station roof bid.
So moved.
Second. It's been moved and seconded. Any discussion?
Gretchen, this is, I was going to say, Chuck is not here. He's supposed to be. This is ARPA money. Just letting you guys know that.
It is?
Yes.
Okay. That's what I was going. Okay. And did it come in around the 65 or whatever we thought?
It's actually on here. 40, I wrote it 42.39.
42.39. Okay. People had a good work. Too.
Yeah.
They did a lot of work.
Yeah.
Good. Good.
Okay.
That's all.
All right. Any more discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of police station work bid, please say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed? Hearing none, it passes. Item number 10, the memorandum of understanding between City of Raymond and Port of Wilma Harbor for the Raymond Theater Complex. I'll make a motion and a second to approve it. Hearing none, would the council like to table this until the next meeting?
Sure, I will move to table the MOU until the next meeting and have the theater committee work on it with the board. Thank you.
Before it comes back to council, I'd like a legal opinion on it as well.
All right. Okay.
Ryan Porter, second.
Okay, thank you. All those in favor of tabling item number 10, memorandum of understanding, please say aye.
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 No.
Aye.
No.
One name? All right.
Okay, who's the second?
And Ryan. Ryan was the second.
Thank you.
And we will get Joel to look at the memorandum when we get it together. Okay, item number 11, department head reports. Fire Chief Bill Dagan.
Oh, thank you, Mayor. The only thing I have this evening is that we're excited to announce that we were able to bring on our new hire. Our paramedic position has been vacant. We filled it with a guy by the name of Stefan Latimer, and he's doing an outstanding job so far. And hopefully I'll get it. Introduce him to you when the time's right, but you know it's going to be a big help for our staff. So, thank you very much.
All right, thank you. We did have Police Chief Chuck Spohr. Are you still there, Chief?
He hasn't been here.
All right. Next is Public Works Director Eric Weiber. Eric.
I don't have much. We did receive, I don't have the official letter yet, but they called. We did receive a $25,000 CDBG grant for helping update our comp plan. And we also received another $11,300 grant for the ecology portion of that. So you'll be getting those when we get the letter for approval. But just want to give you a heads up on that. So that'll definitely take a big chunk out of the comp plan costs for updating it. That's all I have, unless somebody has any questions.
All right, that's good news. Thanks, Eric. Clerk Treasurer, Gretchen Stegman.
I am almost ready for the first presentation of the budget. I am trying to get us a meeting together for the budget committee. It looks like Ryan, is next Tuesday okay?
Did you say Tuesday, Gretchen?
Yes, the 14th.
Yeah, what time would that be?
4.
I have a doctor's appointment at 4:15 that I made today. Let me call him and see if I can change my doctor's appointment, and then I'll get back to you tomorrow.
Okay, that sounds good. Anyway, so we've set up for our first budget meeting. I'll just go over the highlights with them, and we'll talk about the ARPA, and we'll rate on a schedule, a state rate scale of our projects that we need to do, but we already started on that. So other than that, the August end of the month reports, I sent out two. So if you have any questions about those, and that's without the property taxes yet for October, November. So we're doing a little bit in current expense. Yeah.
On a couple of these, City Street Fund, Theater Fund, an amount goes in and the exact same amount goes out.
Yeah, because it's funded by current expense. So at the end of every month, we're in the negative usually. And that's the transfer I do between the streets and the theater.
Okay.
It's an inter-fund transfer.
So you transfer 155,000 and change into streets and 155,000 and change out of streets. I don't understand why. I'm sorry, I don't understand.
On the budget and current expense, there's a 397, 597, which is the line code that we transfer.
Okay.
And part of streets is paid out of the current expense fund. So at the end of every month, I'm usually between $9,000 and $10,000 a month that we need to transfer. And I wait until the end of the month and I transfer that money from current expense as a positive into the streets to make it a zero balance. So it's not in the red.
Okay, so.
And we've done this every year. It's
so
nothing new.
So we spent $155,000 in streets this month?
No.
Okay. We spent $155,000 so far this year.
Yes.
Okay. But the whole of, okay. So this is a year to date. Okay. All right. Thank you.
Uh-huh. Anybody else? Okay. That's all I have, Mayor.
Thank you. Well, I have some news tonight. I received an email from Kathy Spore from the county, and I remind that the Pacific County Apartments has given to the city is available for 2 years. The first year is $38,750. That will go towards the Wilma Landing boat launch repair. If it's okay with the council, I'd like a motion and a second to approve the us receiving that money.
It's a dredging contract. So moved. Second.
And moved and second to receive the money from the county through the Peacock for us to work on the local landing boat launch. Any questions?
Why are they paying us to do it?
The Pacific County governments who have got together, they have the ability to apply grant money to cities when they ask for it.
Okay.
They went through a process of determining which grants were they wanted to fund, and the city of Raymond was awarded the grant.
The city applied for it, and they awarded the city what they asked for.
Okay. So this is their third one, because the other two were $25,000.
Yeah, I mean, I don't, okay. It was called the dredging contract.
Right.
They're working on it.
Yeah, if you will approve it, I can sign it. We can have money. So, any more discussion? All those in favor, please say aye.
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 Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, this is approved. Thank you. That's all I have for this evening. Council comments?
I just got a question. So is the theater manager up and running?
Yes, he is.
And employed as of 1st of August, July?
Nope, September 16th. Okay. Oh, excuse me, August 16th, after the last meeting when you approved it.
August 16th. Okay. Okay.
Yes, he's been working closely with Gretchen and Eric. Or anything that he needs to.
Great.
He has a renter starting September 12th. Is the apartment.
Is there
really
Cool.
And Joel's looked at the lease. We okayed it. We are moving forward.
Awesome. Yippee skippy.
Any other council comments?
Ryan Porter, make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to adjourn. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 Aye. Aye. Aye.
Thanks, everyone. Good night.
Oh, yeah. Already?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Jeez. Second game.